missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know, things seem to be trending in the media and whatnot.
Yep.
This isn't trending anywhere that is perhaps
good.
Measurable. But a story that I have seen more than once here lately is people magnet fishing.
You know, like with little things you had as a kid, a little pool, you throw the thing in, pull a magnet out.
Except
fish.
For the pool is a regular lake and the magnet's really big.
Oh, so you just
throw it in, see what you can pull out. See what people have thrown in there.
At the end of your thing is a magnet. So it'd be like the guy walking down the beach with a metal detector.
Yeah, sure. But you just throw it into the water, see what you can pull out.
That sounds like fun.
It's not.
What do you find anything? It's not. Well, that's like fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear the list of things this guy found.
Okay.
Well, I've been magnet fishing for just over a year now. We've had loads of good finds. We've had 4 guns and 2 bombs. That was the recent finds. A machete. Big World War One machete. We get all sorts, road lamps, road signs, knives, the lot.
Well, that's a British chick, obviously. Sounds cool.
Let me tell you what you find.
Because you blow up a bomb.
Your magnet fishing is rusty crap.
Yeah, that's what you're going to find. Yeah, she's only mentioning like knives and bombs.
That was actually a 13-year-old boy, but not
was
the
it?
Point.
Okay. Sounded like an old woman, didn't it?
Yes.
Tyler took me back to the day when they had that. It was like a little pond that you would set up.
Yeah.
You know, let's say in your rec room or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just toss it out.
You toss
there,
it.
It would latch onto it.
Those little backyard pools, the little plastic pools we used to have as kids. Yeah.
It would latch onto a little metal fish.
Yeah.
And you'd reel it in.
Yeah, it was cool.
And that's how Tyler developed his love of fishing.
Exactly why.
Yep.
That's where it all started.
Oh, there. That's nice.
Yep. In the backyard in Mechanicsburg.
No, I trout fished back in the day with buddies of mine. Don't give me that. But I didn't like it after a while.
And the little kiddie pool with the magnets?
No, we got bored after a while. But I hung out at the creek with the guys. Not now.
Well, now it's for entirely different purposes.
Different purposes.
You say you're hanging out at the creek with the guys.
Exactly.
We're not fishing.
It's not innocent.
Didn't even find that note in your fishing tackle box.
No. You didn't come here to fish, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, according to Zach here, his kids watch magnet fishing on YouTube. It's a big deal around their house.
Oh, my God. Hope they're little. Probably little kids, right?
No, they're watching.
Oh, this kind of magnet fishing. Why do I keep picturing the backyard pool? Yeah. Oh, yeah, this should be, okay.
That's actually lamer than magnet fishing.
Yeah.
Gonna have to ask Ryder if he watches magnet fishing on YouTube.
Yeah. I'll ask him.
I can't imagine.
No.
First of all, I wouldn't watch fishing.
No. No.
On YouTube.
No.
Do you watch fishing on
a subset
on TV?
I will for a few minutes at a time. Realize that I really don't want to look at this, and then change the channel.
Yeah.
But every time I see it on, I will say, "Oh, I'll stop in on that."
Yeah.
And then it dawns on me. Oh, that's right.
I'm watching fishing. Right.
Yeah, I'll do anything
else. I drop in for a few minutes. I like to find out where they are. Like what part of the country they're fishing.
Just with the thumbs in your ass, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I like the deep sea fishing. I'll be drawn more to guys deep sea fishing.
Well, that's
different. Oh, I would never watch that.
Really?
Yeah. Never watch that. Unless I had done it.
It's not that great.
Ed.
You're not missing anything, Chris.
I will refute that. I think it's awesome.
100% of the time I've gone deep sea fishing, it sucks.
You had one bad experience.
Yeah, you got
100% of the time.
Yeah. I've had a couple bad experiences, but most of them were good.
I am betting over on a lifetime.
Of one.
Right.
Yeah. And now you're going to quit.
Well, the problem with that is, like you said, if you could control your own boat, it'd be a lot easier. Because you were stuck out there.
Oh, 8 hours.
If you went out for a half hour, an hour, and you fished a little bit, and you felt a little sick, and you left, that was fun, but I'm feeling bad. Let's go in. But you couldn't go in.
No.
I'm with you, Puss. I would have hated every moment of that.
If I controlled my own boat, I'd be lost at sea right now.
Right.
Well,
with no fish.
I mean, you control whether the guy goes in or not. Like, you rent the boat, no other people in the boat. It's you.
Right.
You tell the captain, I'm sick, let's go in.
I'd be dead, and the pirates would be raping my lifeless body for years now.
Yeah.
Don't flatter yourself.
Oh, pirates aren't picky.
No.
Well, and I think I don't know that I've had the opportunity to go deep sea fishing again since then.
Yeah.
Not that I would take it up.
No, you're not. You're
because
not gonna,
it's awful.
You remember?
Normally, if you go anywhere close to an ocean, there are deep sea fishing possibilities.
Yeah. Well, once again. You can't. If it happened the second time, you would just curse yourself. Why? Right? You wouldn't do it.
Again, it was supposed to be a bonding experience with me and my dad, and it ended up being that, but not for any of the reasons we thought.
The right reasons, right?
We look back on it and go, "God, that day sucked."
Yeah, but you got that experience.
Oh, it was 8 hours.
You got this bonding thing. Isn't it more fun to say, "Oh, that was horrible," than geez, Dad, we had such a great day."
Well, hindsight's 20/20. You know, that was a fun, stupid time. It sucked, but you know, while you're in the middle of the 8 hours in a boat, you want to kill yourself, right?
When Dad says to me, "Remember when you had to hold my customer service survey so I could go under the deck and puke?" I remember that, Dad. Yeah.
See, those are good memories.
Well, they're memories.
They're good memories because you are always going to smile every time you talk about that. As hard as difficult as it was, as horrible of a time as it was at the time, when you talk about it now, you're going to smile about it every single time.
You know who really smiles about it?
Your dad.
My wife and my mother.
Who were on the beach.
Who were wandering the streets of Mazatlan that day.
Having fun.
Getting day drunk and having great food. And we met them at the port coming back to the boat. They're all drunked up and happy, and we're just ready to die.
You're green puking.
See? Everyone gets a good deal out of it. Everyone gets a good story out of that.
The
day drinking through the town sounds more fun.
We met them, and they were all just like, "Hey, how'd it go?" And they basically got a grunt and a hand up and just went, "No."
Getting my sea legs on here.
I'm going to be in the cabin praying for death.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Or, Craig, you might come home with a 300-pound marlin.
For instance.
And you haul it up under the in the harbor there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Friday afternoon. And all the kids from the village come running in because that fish is a celebrity. And they all want pictures taken with that fish.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you've done the village a favor.
Yeah. Well, I actually did the captain a favor.
Oh, the captain.
I should have knocked off a hunk of that, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Marlin.
Right.
But I gave it to him, and he took it home.
Oh, because he
to feed the family.
Yeah, exactly.
So you didn't break off a piece? Yeah.
No, I did not.
You're the rich tourist. You've got to let him
feed
the family.
It wasn't until later that I learned that marlin steak, it really isn't bad.
Right. Especially if you're starving in a tent, I mean a shack somewhere where they lived, obviously.
That gringo bought it. He thinks it's trash fish. He gave it to us.
Yeah. He's a nice gringo. All right, hang on. We got Jim here.
Morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Got a good fishing story?
Please say no.
Well,
he can beat me.
Well, it started out pretty good there. My dad, his brothers, we all went down to Baton Rouge, down to Louisiana, down there.
Mm-hmm.
Decided we're going to go out and go fishing. I was about 5 miles out, and we were out fishing for a while there, and I was sitting there on the back of the boat, and I kind of noticed that the boat's getting. Water's getting a little high here, and I was like, captain came around and started handing everybody life jackets, and what are these for? Well, we got a problem. Well, it wasn't 20 minutes later, the problem was we were all in the water hanging on to the side of the boat.
It sunk.
It sunk, and it capsized, and we had to float next to the boat for about an hour.
Man.
And until the Coast Guard showed up, and I wasn't too popular with them because every time they all looked at me, I'd sit there and look at them and go, Dunham, Dunham,
yeah, Dunham, I'd be Dunham, the guy afraid of that. Were you still be? But although you were deflecting the Dunham, were you afraid of a shark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was. Let's put it this way. There was no chemicals in the water to show how afraid I was.
Yeah, if I'm just floating in the middle of the ocean for that period of time, you're right. You just can't think of anything except a shark's about to eat my ass, right?
See, but that's a better story than we caught a couple of red snappers. That's a great story.
Yes.
Yeah, but God, that's horrifying. Puss was just puking in a bucket. This is horrifying.
I never puked
dead.
Yeah, but he made it.
Yeah. But after the fact.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was like, all you could see was water and the side of a boat. And
now, were
like,
you, was at least a bunch of adults? You didn't have any kids in
No, no.
Okay, good. Because that would be horrifying. It'd be horrifying for the kids to be floating out there. Of course, they probably wouldn't care.
Oh, yeah. I'd be more scared for them than anything. But no,
So, Captain Leakey, by the way, what kind of boat did he bring out? I mean, because I realize accidents can happen, but if it just started sinking, I mean, it was a crappy boat.
Yeah, did something happen, or was it just negligence on his part?
Yeah.
I don't know. It started down below. I don't know if it had to leak or the pump give out or what it was. I didn't get no reason. Just here's the life jacket and get ready. I'm like, on. I didn't pay for this.
That's not part of the experience. Did you get your money back?
Well, they were kind of hee-hawing around about it. Well, they were like, well, here's a couple for maybe the next day if you guys decide to want to go out on our other boat. And like, going, nah, I kind of want my money back.
So he gave you coupons for the other boat. No, thank you. All right, man. That's a great story. Man.
Yeah.
Hey, is the life? I would think the guy's joking. Life jacket, but just because it's a precaution because we have to. Oh, no, we're going down. It's just sinking.
See, like my little pirate encounter, that turned out. You know, they could have slipped my throat, granted.
But and had your way with your wife, too.
That turned out to be.
But you'd have been dead already.
Kind of an interesting story.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know a lot of people who have been approached by pirates on a boat.
Yeah, that's also scary, too.
Where you go had to hide, you had to hide below deck.
Right.
Well, the captain said, nah, there's no white guys underneath the deck.
He just sold you out in a heartbeat, the captain, though, you know.
No, he did not.
I know he would have, though.
Well, had he been paid yet?
Yeah.
Had you paid him yet? Did you tip him a little extra when you got back?
Oh, yeah.
That shaved my ass.
That day, definitely. No, you don't pay him till the end of the day.
Oh, so he hadn't gotten his money yet. He ain't letting you go.
No. Unless the kidnappers say, here's $40, we want that guy.
Well, no, it'd have to be more than what Todd was going to pay him.
That's true.
No, these guys were armed to the teeth.
Yeah.
They had, I don't know what kind. They were probably semi-automatic weapons. Yeah. But they had the big bandoleros.
Man.
They could have been fully automatic.
They could have been. Or they could have been some good law-abiding pirate.
Isn't that oxymoronic?
Yeah, I don't think that works.
Yeah, I don't think that works, yeah.
If you're law-abiding, I think the pirates throw you out.
We're pirates, but we don't violate any gun laws.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if they have any in Mexico, to be honest with you.
I don't know that pirates have laws.
No, they don't have laws. That's why they're called pirates.
No, they probably have a little code.
Take the show with you and stream worldwide every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com or on the TuneIn Radio app. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.